Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, Ministry of Agriculture to assist farmers affected by beet armyworm pest. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is assessing the effects of the beet armyworm pest on farmers in the Duff House, New Forest Agropark and surrounding areas of Manchester. This is being done to determine how best to assist the farmers who have lost some 150 acres of scallion, tomato, cucumber, callaloo, onion and beetroot to the deadly beet armyworm. 200 to 300 more acres are being affected by the worm. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, conducted a preliminary estimate, which has been presented to the ministry. Most of the land in the Duff House New Forest Agropark will have to be rehabilitated before farmers can plant the same crop again. Minister Without Portfolio, J.C. Hutchinson, toured some 12 of the affected farms on Monday, May 1, to get a first-hand look at the damage and offer advice regarding the road to recovery. The minister says from his observation, farmers have not been adhering to best practices. He advised farmers to plow the land so birds can easily eat the worms. Minister Hutchinson further advised that farmers should practice crop rotation when they're ready to plant. During the tour, the minister and his team also visited the construction site of a packaging and storage facility for agricultural produce. Construction is to be completed in another 3 months. The beet armyworm has already reached St. Elizabeth, where 50 acres have been affected. To mitigate against further damage, a team from RADA is conducting a series of training sessions to teach farmers how to deal with the worms. The beet armyworm eats the leaves, stems, and flowers of affected plants, causing them to wither and die. To help stop the spread of the deadly pest, farmers must walk through their farms daily, look for signs of eggs on the leaves of their crops, and then spray the field. They should also purchase pheromone septa detectors that will reveal the presence of the pests and that will alert them to spray their fields. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If fish de river bottom and tell you say alligator have gone boil, believe him. Translation: if a fish at the bottom of the river tells you the alligator has a ball on its gum, believe it. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
See it, boss. And this me collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy?
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Yo, tap your knives. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. The meaning of today's Jamaican saying is, pay attention to the advice of those with experience. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. For producer Andres Rodas Velez, I'm Lorraine Mendez with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.